Now, back to First Look with Scott Cox on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1180 KERN.
This is better.
Yeah, looks like I missed again.
We are back. It's First Look program. It's colder than Antarctica in Chicago today. So people in Antarctica are going like, ha-ha. You guys all make fun of us. Welcome back to the First Look program, News Talk 96.1. KERN, we're streaming live on the internet at kernradio.com. Let's see if there's any new traffic to bring to you before we're supposed to be talking about legal stuff, and it's all about turntables and who hates Richard Bean more. It's a contest that I'm assuming I'm going to win over a long enough timeline. Let's see, the city, all they've got is the non-injury accident over at 1000 Ming Avenue. It's mall adjacent, I guess. Be careful. This traffic, by the way, brought to you by King Door Company. It's your company with the pride of a line. I'm assuming they did Matt Clark's garage door.
I think they did.
Yeah. Oh, you would know.
I'm almost 100% certain.
Yeah, anything else would be ridiculous. Animal hazard at 99 at Pond Road. That's some dogs on the right-hand shoulder. So that's basically it. That's everything that's going on. So Matt Clark is here.
Have the city traffic people ever called you to complain?
I keep thinking they're going to, but it doesn't happen.
That's because they're not there, right?
There's nobody in that. There's nobody there. Nobody's come over here to at least like just kick my ass or something.
You're gonna find out in like a couple years that position's been furloughed for a decade.
Probably. Yeah. And I'm like that. I'm the guy that still thinks World War II's going on in Gilligan's Island.
Right.
Nobody told me. Well, every once in a while they throw something up there. Okay. Here's why I wanted you to come on the show today, and I really appreciate your time because I know it's super valuable.
Well, thank you.
About the lady doing the porn, and I saw people's reaction to it, but to the porn, not to the thing. And I just thought legally, because people like want her like locked up.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I went through the in props to Channel 23. They put the whole code of conduct thing that at the county and the superintendent of schools and all of that. They posted that for people to read. And it's full of stuff like, well, don't do anything that's counter to whatever, up to and including, and it's got a list of some stuff you can't do.
Right.
But I, for the life of me, can't find a law she broke.
No. Look, first of all, I think there's a lot of assumptions being made about this lady. Who knows if they're all true. Being said, she's doing all this stuff after hours, and this is in her free time. Yeah, I can't imagine that there's any law that she broke. A lot of those education code statutes, the statutes that relate to dismissal of a teacher, right? It requires that there actually be a law broken. Not all of them. There's actually sort of this catch-all category called unprofessional conduct, which I just put in air quotes on the radio, which has no significance, obviously.
Right. But you can hear it if you listen real close, though.
Oh, okay. Is that how it works?
Like butterfly wings.
Yeah, so, and the case law is all over the place on what actually constitutes unprofessional conduct. There's the Commission on Teacher Credentialing. I probably got that wrong, but it's the commission that credentials teachers. They publish a series of documents on, you know, what can constitute grounds for dismissal. And it's just all over the place. I thought the Bakersfield Californian did a nice job in their piece this morning. It's short, but... they mentioned the Morrison case. That's sort of the case in California. It was a California Supreme Court case that outlined numerous factors that would be taken into consideration when determining whether somebody under this circumstance gets terminated or not.
Yeah.
Take it from a guy that's sued the school district many, many, many times right. over the years. There are far worse things going on at the school district and at the schools between teachers and students than some extracurricular activity that really has nothing to do with the school.
Yeah, and here's how I look at it. Here's what my parents taught me about business mind your own.
Yeah.
And so unless that woman – no, because people could get themselves in a real bind. If you go back to your office and she's knocking on the door wanting to talk to you, what if it turns out it wasn't her?
Oh, exactly.
And we have gotten to this fever pitch of, you know, she's a witch, burner. That late, if it turns out we got the wrong person, this cart is way ahead of that horse.
Yeah, but I mean, look, that's the era we live in, right? Everybody immediately jumps to a conclusion. I'll tell you. So I do the coaches' clinics for the Kern High School District, right? So three times a year, me and a team from Glenn and Giordano spend a total of about 3-4 hours with the incoming coaches for the Kern High School District. And I spend about an hour talking about legal issues, liability issues as it relates to student athletics. Over half of that discussion is spent on don't text message your students. Don't Snapchat your students. Don't be on social media with your students. Clearly, don't have sex with your students.
That's a good one.
And guess what? Every year, somebody violates those rules. I mean, I give them, you know, this advice. It's like you need to think of it in these terms. Whatever your action is towards one of these students, imagine if your mom found out about it. Would you be embarrassed?
Yeah.
And if you live kind of by that rule, in all likelihood, you're not going to do something that gets you in trouble with a student. But it happens all the time. I mean, all the time it happens. And I have a couple of those cases going on right now as we speak.
Wow. You know what? I've never been able to figure out. You get the job, and the parameters are pretty well defined and commonsensical. You don't want any kind of a interpersonal relationship with kids.
Right.
Period.
Exactly.
Just don't do that. And yet we just. But here's the thing: this lady didn't do any of that.
No. At least nothing that I've heard suggests that there was anything involving a student. Period. And. You know, that's obviously the line that once you cross it, there's no turning back.
Yeah.
I mean, that is clearly criminal conduct. You will likely go to jail.
Yeah, but, okay, and what now, if any of this was transmitted from a school computer, that's you're fired.
That's a different story.
Exactly. If they find out she was editing these videos at her laptop at her desk during class time,
it's a different story.
But we don't have any evidence of any of that.
No. I mean, I look at it from this perspective. If let's just assume that, you know, this is actually this person, right?
Yeah.
And if that's true, if she had any other job, I really don't think anybody would care.
Wouldn't care. We would just absolutely wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, it'd probably gossip around the office, but that'd be about it. And you know, all these things sort of have a short lifespan nowadays, right? The shelf life's very short. People talk about it for a week, and then they forget about it, and Trump does something, and they go and talk about something else. You know, porn star that comes out or something like that.
But what if you just let nature take its course, forget about this, just let it go? How hard is it going to be to get a spot in her science class next semester? The line will be out. It'll be around the block of every boy at Frontier trying to get into her class. I just
see a lot of district transfers to Frontier, apparently.
But obviously, this woman's reputation is trash. She's not going to be able to teach school anymore. I think that's kind of a game over deal. Wherever she goes, this is going to follow her. And even though it's not illegal, let's face it, she's going to have a hard time in the United States of America finding a comfy place in which to finish out her career.
As a teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be true.
Moral turpitude is still a thing. And I get it. I understand why a parent would be upset.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting, though. None of the education code actually lists that term, right? You don't see moral turpitude in the ed code, okay?
Yeah.
If you've been convicted of a crime of moral turpitude, that's grounds for dismissal.
Yeah.
But just moral turpitude.
Turpitude's not a crime.
Nope.
And what I read what she signed when she took the job. And what I thought, being believe it or not a professionally trained attorney, I just look for gray areas that guys like you, the area they leave you guys in which to do your job.
Yeah.
And I saw wide gaps.
The gray area is where lawyers live.
Yeah,
right? I mean that's where you earn your keep.
That and Hagen Oaks.
There is, not me, but that's
you should
where,
work harder.
Apparently, I need to put in more time. That's where that's where a case like this will likely come down, is somewhere in the gray area. I mean, the real
does this end up in court at all, though, or is this just she just resigns and goes away, and the story goes away?
No, that could happen.
But
it could also be where she's dismissed and she thinks that's unfair,
right? And then
she files a wrongful termination claim,
and then she gets a check, but she's still not going to go back to Frontier and teach high school. There's no way.
I can't predict that.
I don't see any scenario. And my other theory, which may be crazy, but I don't want to just automatically assume that it's the person they say it is. But if it wasn't, wouldn't she have made that abundantly clear immediately before her reputation got destroyed?
Well, I mean, look, that's logical, okay? That being said, everybody has their own reasons and their own way of dealing with a traumatic event like this.
And for her,
I am certain this is a traumatic event.
Yeah.
And so, you know, who knows? I mean, you may hear more later today. It could be tomorrow. It could be next week.
Yeah. You know how local media loves it involves sex, it's going to be on the front page of every local TV station's web page.
Right, right. Well, it was like I was discussing with somebody last night. You know, you think, okay, well, Bakersfield, when we were younger, right, Bakersfield was kind of considered like the Bible Belt of California,
sure.
Right? We're now like... we're like West Florida, right? Like, that's what we are. We're Florida West out here. And so you're right. I mean, it'll stick in the media for a while. But listen, these things all kind of, you know, they'll die a slow, painful death. Within a month from now, no one will even remember.
Oh, no, we'll be on to something else.
Yeah.
It'll be some other deal. When we come back from the break, if you don't, this is not a gotcha thing. I'm not here. I didn't lure you here to attack you.
Okay.
But I have a picture on my phone that disturbed me far more than that video did.
Well, I was present when that picture occurred.
And that's what we need to have
as well. So, well, yeah, I think we need to talk about it.
And we will. We'll be right back. More with Matt Clark from Chain Cone Styles right after this. It's the First Look program. It's News Talk 96.1 AM 1180 KERN. We're streaming live on the internet at kernradio.com.
Now, back to First Look with Scott Cox on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1180 KERN.
See, now you're in the wheelhouse, Tweek. Thank you. You've gone far enough back to where I have an emotional attachment. Welcome back to the First Look program. Hot dog, etc. News. This traffic is brought to you by Hot Dogs, etc. They don't exist anymore. Actually, but King Door Company does. It's your company with the pride of a lion. We're back. We're going to get you a quick traffic update, and then I have some questions. We're gonna have a deposition. 809, there was an animal hazard at 99 at Pond, and that's the last thing we have on the whole thing. We have Matt Clark here from Chain Cone Styles, who, if it wasn't for our mutual love of audio equipment and our hatred of Richard Bean, we would never cross paths. Unless you were deposing me for something I've done or whatever, and that would be it. But as it turns out, we got those two things.
Well, and they're two good things. No. Almost equally good.
No, I know, and we can discuss either one for hours on end. It's fantastic. All right, look, I have a picture. I'm not going to show it to you because it's emotionally, it's hard for me.
I was there. I lived it.
And I think that's less shocking because you had a lead up to it. Like, you let that idiot in your house. You knew something awful was going to happen.
Don't give him a glass of Chardonnay
I won't.
Around your vinyl rig for
okay,
sure.
Okay, but imagine somebody just seeing that picture just at once, just boom, in your face.
It's shocking.
Tweek and I literally just sat there and stared at each other for a while like it did that. Okay, explain to me how... Okay, I understand that he made his way into your home. You took him into your room where you have, your vinyl rig.
It was tough. He broke in. We didn't know about it.
He's a sneaky serpent.
Broke in. We didn't know. You know, next thing I know, I come out in my pajamas. He's licking my record player. Something else.
And now, first of all, who thinks of that? I'm going to go out on a limb. I think that might be the best turntable in Bakersfield.
I doubt that seriously. That being said,
who do you know? Honest to God, do you know somebody?
I don't personally know anybody, but look, I run. I don't run in the right circles for that. Right. Apparently,
But you think there might be like one of those, I don't know, what's that top of the line clear audio, that one that's like 8 feet tall and has the big...
Oh, the...
whatever like that thing is.
Inspiration.
Yeah, it cost $200,000. I don't think there's anybody out there in this town that has that. There may be.
I doubt that.
I mean, there is, we need to find
the cream of the crop for turntables, like the Rockport Technologies. I don't know what it is. All I know is it was like $250,000 bucks. And they actually sold a bunch of them, which tells you something about the world, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, well, if you go to Beverly Hills, all those like Arabs that have taken over that whole area. No, they don't. Their money is no object, right. Guys.
They have that in like the trunk of their, you know, Yukon.
Bingo. Something like that. You know what mine is, by the way? You know what I'm going to get by before I retire?
What?
Last thing before my wife starts bitching about we have to retire or whatnot, yeah. I want a VPI Avenger.
Oh, great.
Or maybe a Prime.
That's what I started with. I started with a VPI. I didn't have the Prime. I had a Scout. That's what got me started.
Terrific. It's this black, like, yep. It doesn't have all the fancy wood and chrome.
Yep.
I want a little bit of that.
I'll tell you what I did. When I got my bassist turntable, I ended up gifting the VPI Scout to my buddy Chris, and it turned him on.
Where does he live? Do you have his alarm code?
I don't have his alarm code.
Okay. Could you get it?
But it's got a nice MoFi cartridge. It's a great turntable.
Oh, my God. And you just gifted that to somebody?
A Sutherland preamp.
When you get bored of that acoustic research amp, when you decide you wanted to switch to a Boulder, you know, you ever heard of Boulder?
I know Boulder. I don't know that the foundation of my house can support the weight of a Boulder
amp.
It
can. Okay, but back to the shocking part, which shook my... It didn't surprise me about Bean, because I know what a scumbag he is. I'm disappointed in you that you let that go down. He got that close to your turntable and thought, I'm going to put my tongue on it.
Yeah, that was pretty much my reaction.
That Tweak and I stared at each other for a full 2 minutes. Like, oh, looking at how did you?
He licked your $20 bag of coffee, right?
$50 bag of coffee.
Oh, it's $50. Yeah.
It's 5 pounds.
Oh, that's a big bag.
But
of
the coffee beans.
How long
does
that last you?
A couple months, probably.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, it's not so bad.
You're not killing yourself then.
But see, that was my whole question: is how the next time I saw. Bean, did he not have a .40 caliber hole in his tongue? Because my turntable is worth...
It's a good thing I don't own a .40 caliber, apparently.
38, 45, whatever it takes. I would have taken some very direct action, and you just let that go, man.
Well, I took the picture to document it, because I felt like...
Is there like a case pending that we can't talk about right now?
Well, I'm talking about it, but yeah.
If I'm on that jury, the Pain and Suffering Award...
It's 2-year statute of limitations. I can file any time.
I don't know how many houses he currently owns, but you should get at least one of them.
Well, which, by the way, I heard you earlier. He's like trying to weasel his way into a cheap ticket to this thing responders.
Yeah. Which is perfectly normal.
I'm going to give you a detailed legal explanation of my thoughts on that.
All right, go ahead.
No.
Well, we have all seen this play out. You know, to appear on a show, you have to bring him something valued at $30 or more. And you have to document it. He makes people bring, like, if you're a restaurant and you bring in, like...
He keeps a ledger next
whatever,
to him.
Yeah, and you have to show... He has to show on the menu, and he sits there and adds it up. He puts on his little old lady bifocals, and he goes, $34.15, okay, we're all right. It's unbelievable. But he gets away with it, so I will. All right, well, I'm assuming this town is not going to let go of this teacher story for a while. Would you take that case if she gives you a buzz?
It's not my area of expertise, so I would say you need to talk to somebody else. And there are people that are good at those things. Wrongful termination cases.
I spent a significant amount of time yesterday explaining to people that that's not illegal.
No.
It may be shocking, it may be whatever, but I just don't see any laws being broken.
I think if I read the article in the Californian correctly this morning, the sergeant from the BPD said, look, yeah, we're not looking at this at all.
No, why would they be?
Right, because it's not a crime.
Yeah, there's not, exactly.
I mean, there's no allegation that anything happened with a student.
A shocking number of people that I talked to yesterday, they have to fire her right now. Why haven't they fired her yet? Because you could get in big trouble for wrongful termination. You better pin a crime on this lady.
Well, and, you know, teachers have rights.
Yeah, just like everybody else.
In their case, because they have a collective bargaining agreement, they have more rights. They're not at-will employees like you and me.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep being out of your house.
You know, it's I changed my alarm code. I'm asking the neighborhood to change the gate code.
That's, you know what? If you just take that picture around and just show it to everybody, they will change the gate code straight away.
Can you turn
away.
That into like a wanted photo for me?
It's a, I. Well, who would want him?
No, no, no. I mean, like, wanted.
No,
like,
I get dead or alive situation. Yeah, yeah. We but put, what's like the point? We know who it is. But we know who it is.
Well, but I don't know that everybody knows who it is.
Everybody needs to know. Keep that guy out of your house. He will lick your vinyl collection.
Yeah. And I actually was playing. I had brand new record on. The Marvin Gaye, Mo-Fi. Oh. Mo-Fi released the one-step vinyl, like the Paul Simon I gave.
Right. Oh, so.
What's going on?
I thought there'd be more noise from the 45 RPMs. Absolutely
no,
not.
That's the cleanest sound you're going to get.
Oh, it's absolutely stunning. Well, just keep him out of your house. I won't let him in mine. thanks for coming in today, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Licked his turntable, dude. How close did his tongue get to the stylus? Or his, he would call it the needle.
He did call it the needle, by the way. And it was, I would say, an inch and a half.
Oh, we'll be right back. Oh, God, it's First Look. 96.1 AM 1180 KRN. We're streaming live on the internet at KernRadio.com. Gross!